Activities other than book preparation. But perhaps we should get back to late winter and spring, for there were other things happening, some of them very important. First, a brief glimpse of things at Elmshaven. The year opened with mild weather, and on some days no fire was needed on the hearth. Mid-February brought frosty mornings. Ellen White wrote that we can hardly keep warm, even with our fireplace packed with long, heavy chunks, but one morning she was glad to report that last night I slept more hours than usual, and she thanked the Lord for restful sleep. March brought rains, night and day, but no heavy winds. The rains interfered with her daily carriage rides, to which she looked forward so much and on which she counted for relaxation. Her heart was cheered when S.N. Haskell wrote from Madison, Tennessee, of the progress of the work at the school and little sanitarium located there. She responded, "I am much pleased to read your encouraging letter. You respond in words that vindicate all that I have expressed of the like given me concerning the location of a sanitarium in Madison. This is very pleasant and acceptable to me. Notwithstanding all the ideas that have been expressed, I have not had one doubt concerning the place the Lord directed for our school. I thank the Lord that the light given me has proved the leadings of the Holy Spirit." In mid-March, she commenced a course of treatments at St. Helena Sanitarium for suspected skin cancer. She explained, "For several weeks I took treatment with the X-ray for the black spot that was on my forehead. In all I took 23 treatments, and these succeeded in entirely removing the mark. For this I am very grateful.